It's fast approaching 6 minutes to four. BBC Essex, Mark Punter in for Italy this afternoon. And Andrew Halfacre on goal-setting motivation. Okay, getting so where you want. Yes, go on.
No, so come on, let's get Mark on the breakfast show. So let's supposing that tomorrow morning you get a phone call from a zoo.
Yes.
And they say, we've got a dead elephant that you requested.
Mm-hmm.
You go, what? What do you say? So just come along, we've got this elephant for you. So you turn up, there's this massive elephant. And they say, right, here's a chainsaw and a knife and fork. We want you to eat the elephant. How would you go about it?
Well, I'd look in my Jamie Oliver recipe book and try and find something. I've no idea.
You've got a chainsaw and a knife and fork. How would you eat the
You'd
elephant?
You'd approach it. Well, I mean, all the same if I was a vegetarian. I mean, we haven't crossed that bridge, have we? What about that? Okay. You go with little pieces.
So, first thing you do is you chop it into chunks.
Yes.
And then you chop all the chunks into mouthfuls and you take it a mouthful at a time. I know it's been a bit of a repeated theme this afternoon, but you think about the big elephants in your life. So huge elephants, like you might want to move country. You might want to get a completely different job. You may want to change your relationship substantially. You might want to make a huge move in your health and fitness. Those things, oh, you might want to own a boat one day. Perhaps you want to take the family to Disney World. You perhaps want to tour around New Zealand, whatever. These things tend to float around in our head as fantasies. And they'll stay fantasies, and they'll be fantasies for the rest of your life, and you'll end your life in a pub, standing there saying, cool, we could have gone New Zealand once. You know, I could have been a contender.
Or on that bus with the other passengers whinging. Absolutely. Or the driver's there thinking, hey.
So what do you do if you're carrying around one of these lovely fantasies but never do anything about it? Well, the first thing you do is you say, OK, what are the big steps to get our family to Disneyland or get our family to New Zealand or change my career? So you work out what the big steps are, and then you take each big step and you say, what's a little step that would get me next to that big step?
Mm.
And then you keep making the steps small enough until there's one that you want to take.
Yeah.
The example I always use in a workshop is how to win the lottery. But it looks like we're going to run out of time this afternoon for me to tell you how to win the lottery. I'll have to come back and do that.
You will have to. Get the diary out and pencil you in again now.
Absolutely. Well, I have got one other tip. We've got time
right.
for one.
Very
squeeze
quick
one in.
Go on.
So, different scene, talent and skill. Okay,
have neither, by the way.
You look at really successful people and you say they've got a lot of talent. What they've actually got is a lot of skill, because all of us have got talents. But how do you get skill at something? You get hundreds and hundreds of hours of practice. And that's why most DJs you speak to started by making tapes in their bedroom. Hundreds and hours of practice. Isn't that right, Mark?
Might be.
And it's that gets you results, not natural talent.
And you're right with the small steps. I've got a big, big pile of paper in my study to be shredded. And I go in there every day and look at this huge pile.
Just shred one.
I saw in the corner and think, nah.
Shred one. Shred one tonight.
I did that the weekend. I started shredding a few. And then I thought, the next day I'll do a bit more.
Yeah, absolutely.
More. And it made the whole process. But it sounds silly and sounds like a very small beer, but
all right, let's just wind this up for this afternoon. My closing thought is that you have no idea what you're capable of. Whoever you are out there listening to this, you've got no idea what you're capable of. The only way you're going to find out what you're capable of is to do it.
Good man. Andrew, plug something.
Plug something.
Yes.
If you go to firstknowwhatyouwant.com, that's firstknowwhatyouwant.com, you will find a free download of everything we've talked about this afternoon. You can join my list. You get a free journal sent to you with all these exercises in it. And if you're feeling really generous, you can buy the book while you're there.
Andrew Halfacre, thank you for coming on. And I now know that for me to become the Radio 2 Breakfast Show presenter, I've got to go and chop up an elephant.
Yes, Jesus.
That's the start of that. Thank you very much indeed.